Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me give you a capsule of what happened when the veil of the temple was ripped in twain. Jesus cried with a loud voice. He gave up the ghost. Then the veil of the temple, or the veil in the temple, was ripped from top to bottom. And then there was a great earthquake. I believe this is simultaneously. In other words, the earthquake happened, and when this earthquake was going on, that veil was rent in twain. And then it talks about the graves were rent, and the rocks were rent, in other words, split in half, and the graves were open, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose, came out of the graves. But here's the key word, after. You see that? Put that next word up. Put that next verse up there, Greg. 53. I circled that word in my Bible. After. A lot of confusion here. People they skip over that word after. In their mind, when Jesus died, already a bunch of dead people got up and started walking around in the city of Jerusalem. That is true, except it was after his resurrection. And they just didn't sit up out of the grave. And I've heard this before. Well, for 3 days, and they just kind of sat up out of their graves. And then when Jesus rose from the dead, what happened was in 1 Corinthians 15, that great resurrection chapter, it talks about Jesus' resurrection. And he was the first to receive that glorified body. Are you following? He was the first of that order. You read that in 1 Corinthians 15. So after Jesus' resurrection, when he came out of the grave, then Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally, whoever their names were, they came out of the graves. Jesus was the first of the first fruits. When we talked about the first fruits, this is yes, this is no. First, we have some new folk here. Let me give you this. The resurrection comes in three categories for believers. There's first fruits, the main harvest, and gleanings. It's all in Scripture. Do you remember the story of Ruth, of the first fruits, main harvest, and gleanings? Okay, resurrection is based on that also. The first fruits is Jesus Christ and those saints who rose from the dead after Jesus rose from the dead. And first fruits always talk about there's a promise of more to come. Again, I won't get into all that. Remember the first fruits, the priests, their feasts of the first fruits and all? It's a promise that there's more to follow. So Jesus was the first. Then there was the first fruits, and these are the ones in Matthew chapter number 27, who rose from the dead in the glorified body, and they walked around. The Bible does not say what happened to them. I'm just speculating. Again, you've heard this before. It's my opinion, and opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink, all right? But this is my opinion for what it's worth. When Jesus ascended up into heaven, those saints that were around Jerusalem that we just read about and appeared unto many in the holy city, I believe they ascended with him for another 40 days when Jesus walked through the, around after his resurrection. He was there for 40 days. You remember that? I believe that these saints ascended with Jesus. Okay. Anyway, get back to the veil. That veil was ripped in half. So now all believers have access to the Father. So we see that through the veil, his flesh, back in Hebrews chapter number 10. Before Christ's death, the veil in the tabernacle and in the temple separated man from God. When Jesus died, the veil was ripped from top to bottom, opening the way to access directly to God. Christ's body was torn and his blood was shed. He opened the way for all, amen, and he became our high priest. Amen and amen. Verse number 21, and having now a high priest over the house of God. Again, I mentioned that 19, 20, and 21, these verses kind of capsulize, if you will, summarize what's in Hebrews chapter number 1 through 10 about Jesus being the high priest, about his shed blood, how much he's better. And he puts it here again in verse number 21 about having a high priest over the house of God. Now, what is he speaking? We know he's talking about the high priest. It's Jesus Christ, no doubt about it. But what does he mean by the house of God? Well, a couple of different thoughts about this. Some people think it refers to the church, you know, the house of God, the house of God. I don't believe that at all. Some think it's referring to the tabernacle, to the temple at that time. I don't think that at all. Remember, all this was done away with. The temple would soon be, just a few years, be destroyed in AD 70. So what does that refer to? I believe it refers to us believers as the family of God. Where do you get that? I'm glad you asked. Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the what? Household of God. What a privilege that we belong to Him. And not only that, when you're in the household of God, when you're in a house, aren't you kind of secure? You're an out. You're
not. Upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. In other words, let me throw this at you. Peter did not begin the church. Jesus Christ began the church during His personal ministry. I know this is not taught in most churches and most places. Most Bible teachers will tell you that the church began on the day of Pentecost. That is not so.
Amen.
The church was energized on the day of Pentecost. Okay? Jesus began the church during His own personal ministry. We're just reading this here. I believe when He, different opinions, some people think it was in the mountains. I believe
Jesus began His church on the shores of Galilee, follow and make you fishers of men. That's when I believe He began. John the Baptist had baptized these fellas, and I will not, that's a whole other lesson, okay? But just know that there was a church during Jesus' ministry, His disciples. We see it right here. It was built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. It was built upon Him, and from Him, we're here today. Okay, that's verse 21. Let me add this, because this is going out on the internet, and a lot of people have never heard this before, because their preacher tell them the church began on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter number 2, it said, how many was saved? 3,000? Wasn't it 3,000 was saved? And then it said, they were added to the church on the day of Pentecost. Let me ask you a question, and you don't have to be a brain surgeon. You could be so dumb, even a caveman could understand this. How can you add to something that's not already there? How can you add to a church if it hadn't begun? In Matthew chapter number 18, He tells them if there's a problem, tell it to the church. How can you tell it to somebody or a church if it's not in existence? I can go on and on and on, but you get the point, okay? Jesus Christ began His church during His personal ministry. Verse number 21, and whom all the building fitly framed together and groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, and whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So back in Hebrews chapter number 10, when He talks about the household of God, He's talking about us believers as family, not this church building, not a temple, not a tabernacle, but us. Hebrews chapter number 10. Verse number 22. All right. I remember when Doug first came here. That was a long time ago. He was in Bible college, and I think it was him. Didn't you preach a message about lettuce and salad? I remember that.
Salad sermon.
Salad. Because there's three lettuce. Now, he stole that from somebody else, which I've heard before. He stole that. If not, then other people used it from Doug. Anyway, about the lettuce, because you see, in the next three verses, it starts. And I remember Doug preaching. I don't remember nothing. You're the first, huh?
Yeah, that's the first one I ever preached.
Oh, you're the first one. Okay.
No, the first sermon I ever preached.
I know. That's what I remember. I don't remember nothing else about the first sermon he ever preached. I don't remember nothing else. But lettuce, that was a God salad. But it made an impression. Lettuce, and that's how many years ago? 37 years. Anyway, beside the point, let us draw near with a pure heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.